5 years ago, 21 young Americans sued the federal government. They said government officials weren't doing enough to combat climate change, and they wanted the courts to intervene. A federal appeals court tossed out that case last month, but it might not be the last of its kind. Because, as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Vermont lawmakers want to let private citizens sue the state if it doesn't deliver major reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
Elected officials in Vermont like to talk the talk when it comes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It's the walking part they've had trouble with.
The circumstance we're in right now in the state as policymakers is we have no strategy. And Vermont hasn't for years now.
That's Thetford Representative Tim Briglin. In 2007, Vermont passed a statute that set out some lofty goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. 13 years later, Briglin says it hasn't come close to meeting those targets.
Right now, we are kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall. A little energy efficiency measure here, some electric vehicles incentives here.
So Briglin and other lawmakers say it's time for a new approach. Instead of setting emission reduction goals, they want emission reduction mandates. And if Vermont doesn't hit those targets, then they want to let citizens sue the state so the courts can force Vermont to act.
I think just generally speaking, it communicates to people in Vermont how serious we are about reducing greenhouse gas emissions and building a more resilient state.
Vermont wouldn't be the first state to subject itself to this sort of legal liability. At least 26 states allow citizens to sue their government to enforce environmental laws. But it's not a universally popular idea. Here's Governor Phil Scott.
Setting artificial or these goals that could be challenged could just take resources away from the climate initiatives themselves.
Scott says lawmakers have no way of knowing if the emission mandates they're setting are actually achievable. And he says they're setting the stage for a costly legal battle if Vermont doesn't meet them.
Then there'll be a challenge from some environmental group, a lawsuit, and take resources away from the initiative itself.
Jen Duggan is director of the Conservation Law Foundation of Vermont. She says fear of that legal battle is precisely the point.
This bill will force those hard conversations. You know, as of now, it's easier to punt those hard conversations. This bill requires that they happen.
Duggan says the desire to avoid a lawsuit will compel the government to act. And she says Vermont has shown that it needs an added level of urgency.
We have a history of having these really important goals on the books and not making sufficient progress to meet them.
Per capita carbon emissions in Vermont are higher than in any other state in the Northeast. And states including Maine, Massachusetts, and New York have all put emission reduction mandates into state law. Jeff Gardner, a climate advocate from Bradford, says citizens should be able to hold government accountable for meeting emission reduction targets. But he says he worries there are too many escape clauses in the bill.
One thing I'm concerned with is what happens in the case where the plan is set, the rules are in place, and the legislature does not appropriate money. There's nothing that citizens can do about that that is built into this bill.
The bill would allow citizens to sue the Agency of Natural Resources if Vermont doesn't hit its emission reduction targets, but whatever emissions reduction plan the agency devises will require substantial new funding from future legislatures. And Gardner says the bill offers no mechanism to hold that branch accountable. Briglin says lawmakers know full well that in passing this bill, they're committing themselves to spending a lot of money.
There is no question that there's going to be investment that will be involved in making this transition. No question at all.
But Briglin says the cost of inaction is far greater than whatever it'll cost to meet the emissions targets. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.